Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for CRP and DCP producers about their 2012 payments. CRP and DCP payments for 2012 program participants were issued beginning October 1st. These payments are deposited directly into participating producers' personal bank accounts. If you've had any unearned payments for 2012, Commodity Credit Corporation will automatically subtract those amounts from the October direct and countercyclical or the Conservation Reserve Program payments. Producers should also be receiving statement sheets from the USDA in the mail. Remember to check your account deposits. Sometimes statement sheets don't all arrive at the same time. If your payments have not yet been deposited, stop by the local FSA office to see if all your required eligibility forms have been completed. Because all the Farm Service Agency payments are made using direct deposit, if you have made any changes to either your accounts or your financial institutions, please contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email, to ensure we're able to timely communicate with you on our programs. Now something about the SURE sign-up. Sign up for the 2011 Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program, SURE, began Monday, October 22nd. SURE provides benefits for 2008 through 2011 crop year farm revenue losses due to natural disasters. A farm enrolled in SURE may be eligible for benefits in either one of two situations. The farm is located in a county or contiguous to a county with a secretarial disaster declaration and has incurred crop production or quality losses, or both. For the 2011 SURE program in this area, all counties bordering the Missouri River are primary designated disaster counties. Counties bordering the primary designated counties are considered contiguous and are also eligible for SURE as well. The second situation applies to any farm in which, for the crop year, the actual production on the farm, because of disaster-related conditions, is less than 50% of the normal production of the farm. Producers need to apply in their designated recording or control county FSA office, which is usually the county in which you live. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions or to file an application. And now some notes about the fall certification of all grasses for 2013. Farm Service Agency has recently made changes to the way crops are certified in the state of Iowa. In previous years, producers reported and certified all acres on their land to the local FSA office by June 30 of each year. Beginning this year with crop year 2013, perennial forage, established grasses, and fall seed and small grains will need to be reported by December 15, 2012 for the following year. This includes any grass for grazing, established hay and pasture, all headlands, rye, fall wheat, and any grasses certified as left standing. Annual CRP certification may also be reported at the same time. There have also been changes for corn and soybean reporting dates for 2013 as well. Those new reporting dates are July 15, 2013. This new date better aligns it with RMA and crop insurance dates. Next, county committee voting. Ballots for this year's county committee election will be mailed to eligible voters on November 5th. Voters must complete their ballots and return them to their Farm Service Agency county office by the close of business on December 3rd, 2012. If mailed, ballots must be postmarked by midnight, December 3rd. If they participate or cooperate in any FSA program that is provided by law, persons who are of legal voting age and have an interest in a farm or ranch as an individual or as the authorized representative of an entity are eligible to vote, as are both spouses when property is jointly owned. If your operation is located in a local administrative area that is having an election this year and you did not receive a ballot or you do not receive a ballot, contact your local FSA office. Now, sodbuster regulations and highly erodible land conservation measures. The term sodbusting means converting land from native vegetation, such as rangeland or woodland, to crop production after December 23, 1985. Sodbuster violations are unauthorized tillage practices on highly erodible lands. Farmers need to remember that if they use highly erodible land for crop production without proper conservation measures, they risk losing eligibility to participate in Farm Service Agency programs. Before producers clear, plow, or otherwise prepare areas not presently under crop production for planting, they are required to fill an AD 1026 Highly Erodible Land Conservation and Wetland Conservation Certification in the local county office indicating the area to be brought into production. If the Natural Resources Conservation Service indicates that the area will be highly erodible land, the producer is required to develop, implement, and maintain a conservation plan on the affected acreage. And finally, changes to IRS Form 1099-G. In past years, IRS Form 1099-Gs were issued to show all program payments received from FSA, regardless of the amount. For calendar year 2012, the 1099G reporting will change. IRS Form 1099Gs, which are the report of payments to producers, will only be issued to producers whose reportable payments total $600 or more for the calendar year. Additionally, if the producer has at least $600 in reportable payments received from multiple FSA offices, only one Form 1099G will be issued. Producers subject to voluntary or involuntary withholding will receive the appropriate IRS form even if combined payments are less than $600. For more information regarding IRS reporting changes, contact your local county FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.